So last time we explained from Rosh Hashanah, why halakhically is there a difference if you find the meat in the streets which you're allowed to eat because you can go off the majority and assume it's kosher, to the case where you forgot which shop it came from, where you're not allowed to go off the majority and therefore you have to treat it as maybe being trafe and therefore staying away from it. Both of them have the same figures, the same numbers, the same establishments, the same issues, the same what we call kavua, fixed things. One you can go after the majority, one you can't. So it answers Rosh Hashanah, it says it depends on what the wording of the question you're asking for halakhic advice from. If your halakhic question you're asking is, what is it? And you want them to use majority to say what it is, then the definition of kavur, the gezeiras hakosef of a fixed numbers, says you cannot go after majority, because in order to answer that question of what it is, the majority has to say the minority don't exist, it's null and void, we're the only ones over here. They can't do that if the minority is a kavur, it's strong, it's kosher, it says you can never get rid of us. If so, we can't answer the question. We can't get rid of the minority, we can't answer the question, and we therefore don't have help you. We can't help you, says the majority. Because we can't get rid of the minority. The only way to answer the question is if we get rid of a minority and say, you don't exist, minority, you're only this piece of meat is only kosher. They can't answer the question if it's kosher. Can't get rid of it. Too kosher. Too important for it to say it doesn't exist. Yes?
One shop, set nine,
which is kosher. The nine kosher cannot nullify the one shop and say the one shop doesn't exist. And that's the only way they can answer the question by saying, what is this piece of meat? You're kosher because there's nothing else out there. Why is there nothing else there? Because trade doesn't exist. We've nullified it. We can't nullify it if it's kosher. The meat is kosher because it's kavur. We can't nullify it because the meat says we're too kosher, important to say we don't exist. And then you can't eat it. You can't eat it, but you don't know where it's, you don't know which shop it was bought from, and you need the answer of what is this piece of meat. We, the majority, can't give you an answer because we only can say it's kosher if we say the minority doesn't exist. We can't say the minority doesn't exist because the minority is too important to say we don't exist.
What case?
No, you didn't listen. You didn't listen. Yeah, I don't want to answer.
I thought
you bought meat from a shop, you don't know where the meat is. And the question is, what is this piece of meat? That's the question. This piece of meat. Yes? What is it? Is it kosher or treif? That was the question. That's the question. What is this piece of meat? Kosher or treif? Kosher can only answer and say it. The rogue can only answer it. It's kosher by saying, you know what, it's definitely kosher because there's nothing else out there. There's no trafe out there. It doesn't exist. We nullified the meat. It just doesn't exist. The minority, the meat, the trafe just doesn't exist. They can't do that. If the minority is kosher and important, it's kavua and says you can never get rid of us. We're too important.
Okay.
So we can't answer the question. Can't ask the question, you can't eat. However, if the question, wording the halakhic question was, not what you are you kosher or treif? That's not the question. But if the question is, where did you come from? I find you a piece of meat in the street. Where did you come from? Where did you come out of? If that's the question, then the majority can say, okay, you know what? I'll tell you where it came from, because most likely it came from us. Most likely it called the poorest from the ruler boss. Most likely it came out from the majority. I can give you an answer, because my answer doesn't need to nullify the minority. Minority can exist, and can still exist after answering the question, it still exists. The minority, one trade shop is there now all the time. But there's nine kosher trades. So now the piece of meat I'm asking you, where did you come from? So the majority says, look, most likely it came from us, because we're the majority, and therefore you don't have to worry. It came from us. Not, you can't answer a question which will confuse anybody else.
No, it's not confused. Okay. Now, let me tell you. When we first time you present this case, when husband bought in Fogwood, the caller did know from what store he bought.
Yes.
So why he has question is kosher or not?
So, I said you're asking now a question which is muddling people up.
Okay, fine. Good.
Because I don't ask questions which muddle people up.
Okay.
Just at that moment, we're not deciding. You're asking a question: how do I? When do I ask this lotion of the question, and when do I ask that lotion? That's your question. That's not where we're up to, and we're going to handle that. I told you before last week at the end of the shit, we were speaking that at Mrs. Shem. Yes, right. We're not. I'm just now repeating that if this is the question,
right?
Then this can't be answered, and if it's this question, it can't be answered. And the reason is because if the first question is what it is, then the only way to answer it is nullifying the meat, and you can't. If the question is where did it come from, I can answer it without nullifying the meat. So that's all I'm saying at the moment. Yes, you're now asking is who says that's the question? Maybe it's that question. Maybe who says that's the question? That's the moment that we have an answer. Don't confuse me. Yeah. Okay. So, now we know this fact. It really depends on what the question you're asking, whether the majority can give you an answer and tell you what to do. So now, we can now help a question. We had this theory in the Rambam. We'll explain how we can answer that theory in the Rambam. It's Hashem, we'll get to Yossi and Mr. Goffman's points of when we are, how we define what the question is. But if the question is what it is, you can't answer it. If the question is where it's from, you can't answer it. That's what we always do. That's what we should. So, let's look at Gemara in Chulin. And we also see a Gemara in Pesachim. And they seem to be in conflict with each other. You'll explain me what the conflict is, and then we'll discuss what may be the answer. The Gemara in Chulin says the following. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, Mukunim the Tafkisa. You've got butchers. You've got butchers, and you've got Shochtim who are Jewish, you've got butchers which may be goyim. Bosa nitzav yad over Gochovim. If you find a piece of meat, you've got a piece of meat, and you find it in the hands of a goy, mutter to eat. You're allowed to eat because the Shochtim are Jewish, the Shochtim, a majority of the Shochtim are Jewish, majority of the Shochtim are Jewish, most likely even the meat which is in the hand of the goy is kosher meat. You can eat it. You can eat it. Okay? So Gemara, I'll ask the question. Teishtachemvenis. Okay, you're telling me you go after majority to allow you to eat that piece of meat which you found in the goy's hand. Teishtachemvenis. You've got 9 shot case. Kula mochot poshazor. Most of it is kosher. One of the shops is straight. Okay. For the cock of them, and you bought for one. The any of there made the lockup. You don't know where it's bought from. Osa. It's Osa. Osa to eat. Only the nymphs, only if you find it in the street, then you can eat it. So, why are you telling me when you find, when you get, a goy has a piece of meat, why are you telling me that it's mutter? We've got 2 cases of the shops. One where you forgot where you bought it from, that tuck is oster, and one where you find it in the street where the meat is mutter. Fine. Now you've got this case you're telling me that the goy's got a piece of meat, you're allowed to eat it. You go after majority, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Is it like the Gemara saying, who says it's most likely out of the 2 cases, like the case of you, of which shop did the goy buy it from? You know, the goy, where did the goy? The goy didn't find it in the street. The goy, where did the goy get it from? Where did the goy get it from? He went into one of the shops. Yeah. So if he went into one of the shops, the goy went into the shops. Yeah. So how can he eat this piece of meat? It's like you going into the shop and forgetting what one is, and that's awesome. You can't go after majority. The Gemara's question. So he says, the Gemara answers, Hachinami, Here also, you know why you can eat this piece of meat? Because the nitzi yado b'chovim. You don't know that what your question when you find and see this piece of meat, yes, in the hands of the goy, what's your question? What's your halachic question? The goy has a piece of meat in his hands. What's your halachic question on this piece of meat? What is it? When your Jew asks the question, when he sees this piece of meat in the goy's hand, what's he asking? What's the nusach of his question? Where did it come from? Seeing in the hands of the goy is no different from seeing on the street. Just on the street, the question is, where did it come from? And you're allowed to go after the majority, having it into the palms of the goy's hand. And the Jew seeing that and says, where did this come from? That's going to be the awesome. Where did it come from? And therefore, you're allowed to go after the majority. Therefore, it's mutter. That's the Gemara's answer. Get it? Yossi is going to say you can word it in a different way, and you said, well, Miss Gomes, okay, we'll get that soon. But that's the Gemara. Okay? We'll decide why that's the question. Okay, we'll see why that's the question.
The Gemara is not talking about a case where all the stories are Jewish?
No.
It says, Mokrin, the top place, what does that mean?
You have the majority of them, that's all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, the
yeah.
Where did it say that? But it's all, the question is, it's all because he's Jewish.
Okay. Maybe he brought it out from that town.
Nah. That's all. No, it's Ayin Shom in the Gemara. It's definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the Gemara of Chulin. So Gemara of Chulin says, fighting in the streets or sins in the goy's heart. It's the same. That's all the Gemara is saying in Chulin. It's the same. That's fine. Come to the Gemara of Sofim and see maybe something different. There it says, Teishas Siburim Shamaksa Be'echot Sokhomets. You know what? There's a pile over here, and in that pile, 10 pieces are kosher the Pesach, and there's one piece of chometz in that pile. That's not good for Pesach. Okay? But also, what happened? A mouse came for Shokel, and he took one of the pieces. V'lo yadana in matzah Shokel or chometz Shokel. And we don't know if the little mouse took the matzah once, or did he take the chometz, the one chometz. What's going to be the halacha? Do you have to do bedikas chometz on the whole house again? Because you may have, do we assume that mouse has now taken our chometz and gone and spread it around the house, and now you have to do bedikas chometz? Do you have to do bedikas chometz again, or not do bedikas chometz again? Well, majority says, what's the majority say?
It's
not chametz. No problem, he didn't take chametz, you don't need to do the bedikah. Minority says it is chametz. Oh, so we go after the majority. No. Says the Gemara, I don't taste the chametz. That's the same as the case of the 9 shops. And in which case of the 9 shops? For locker barkers, for him, when you tell me some lock, it's the same as the case of the 9 shops where you bought from one of the shops and you don't can't remember. And the case in that scenario, the question is,
who is it?
Why? What is it? And you, the majority says, I can't tell you because this is kavua. You're too choshev. I can't say that the minority doesn't exist. I can't ask you. If the question is, what are you? I can't give an answer. And the case of the mouse, the question is, what are you? Everyone understand the case of the mouse? Okay. So now we've got a steer. Explain to me what the steer between the Gemara and Chulin and the Gemara and Pesachim. Got a steer? What's the conflict between the Gemara and Chulin and Gemara and Pesachim? The Gemara with the goy and the Gemara with the mouse. What's the thing that doesn't seem to fit? What doesn't seem to fit over here? The rules.
It seems to be that in the case of the goy, he's crediting his head, and the mouse is crediting his mouth. And in one case it says also, in one case it says mutter.
Very good. In a case, in Chulin it says, look, it's not on the floor, but it's the boy's hand, but it's the same as on the floor. The question is, where did it come from? You're okay. In the case of the Gemara Pesachim, yeah, it's not on the floor, but it's in the mouse's mouth, And the question is not where did it come from. There the question is what it is, and you're not okay. I don't understand. What's the difference between having in the goy's hand or in the nasi's mouth? Should be, make up your idea, it should be the same question, and then you get the same results. Not say, oh, the question by the goy is where did it come from, and therefore you're okay. And the question by the mouth of the mouse, the question is what it is, and then you're not okay. What's the difference between the mouse and the goy? Who asked this question? Tosis. Look at number two, Tosis asked it in Toma. Hashke now kishok and nami atva minasaburim. Yeah, the mouse took it from the pile. Lishri, it should be also mutter. Kiocha, like by the goy, the sorin is together. And we see you find it in the hands of the goy. You see it in the hand of the goy. You say it's mutter because it's like it's on the floor. So what's the difference in the hands of the goy or in the mouth of the mouse? Both of them, you should say it's like on the floor, and therefore you're allowed to go after the majority, because the question is, where did it come from? So, everyone understands the question. What's between the mouth of the mouse and the hands of the goy? If you tell me the hand of the goy is on the floor, mouth of the mouse is also on the floor. And therefore, the both questions is, where did it come from? And both of them, you say, the majority will give you an answer, which it can give. Where did it come from? It came from the majority. Okay? It's kosher. It's massive. Not obvious. That's where it came from.
Can there be a case of a mouse getting sober and sober from? I mean, that, he took it from one of these in that specific room.
Elaborate on your question, Yossi.
He took it. It's not the same case.
Why that? So now Yossi is saying, I've got maybe an answer to say why the mouse is different from the goy. Now Yossi, explain why. What's the difference that makes the difference between the mouse and the goy?
When I recall something,
I don't want you to recall. I want you to think logically. That's no. Give an answer according to your logical head.
I think the case is different.
Okay, so now what case is different? How is it different?
You saw it taken from one, you just don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
So it was
a one. You didn't know which one it occurred from.
Okay.
You saw it taken from one.
And the goy?
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Yossi is saying the mouse case is practically, there's a big difference in the story between the mouse case and the goy case. The mouse case is where you saw the mouse picking it up. Just don't know what he picked up. The goy, you didn't see the goy going into any shop. You just bumped into the goy and you saw a piece of meat in his hand. That's the practical difference in the story. Now, why does that practical difference in the story mean that in one case the question is, where did you come from? And then I can give you an answer. And what the other case, by the mouse, the question is, what are you? And I can't give you an answer. Very good, Yossi. That is the practical difference, which will be the reason why they have different halachas. But why does that practical difference of seeing or not seeing make a difference to what the question was and therefore what the answer was? Right? Everyone understands?
Yes.
Where we're halting? I know you understand. But I want to know that everyone else understands, yes? Yeah, now Mr. Goffin, go ahead.
Right now, it reminds me case when there was in the room 10 people and then one went out. This very similar to this mouse. Why? Because you know, it was 10 people. One of them went out in another room. It is already in my mind, but we don't know, right?
Okay.
So right now, it's one fact. Another fact, I remember that when we were Kazanish, when we go to Zainish. And he said, forget about majority tool if it depends on human. If human can change this, I believe right now that if we look in Goy, it totally depends on what's happening. Mouth is just nature, it's always happening. It is okay.
Okay. So Mr. Bob wants to say one is a human and that and one is a mouse. Okay. Let's see what Tosis answers to the question. Number 3, Aleph. Yesh Lomo. To answer the question, what's the difference between mouse and the goy? The Hossom over there, Ari, we're talking about, Sharina Shaloka Vinsabun. We saw the mouse take it from. We saw with our eyes the mice take it from the pile. And therefore, he got it from the locha. Why? Now he says the following words. Shenolet hasofik b'mokum hakavis. That means if you saw it take it from the pile, that means the doubt, the question, already started in the place where you have the kavis, the fixed figures. Okay? The fixed scenario.
Okay.
Now, that's his words, that's the English translation. What does he mean? Right. Yeah. Yossi definitely understands the first part of the sentence because that's what he said. But now, the reasoning by that, he doesn't understand, that's double Dutch to Yossi. Yeah.
Okay. Two are together, aren't
they? Mm-hmm.
You've got both scenarios in one situation. So, this is complex, isn't it? You've got
Kavura
and you've got
it is always a Kavura in both cases. Yeah. Yeah. Both cases the Kavura is a fact. There's 9 shots and there's 1 shot, yeah? There's 9 matter and there's 9 pieces of comets and there's 9 pieces of matter and 1 comet. The figures are fixed. They always have Kavura. It doesn't matter what question you ask, it's always Kavura. Just one question. The Kavur doesn't, I don't care about the Kavur, I can answer. If you ask the question of where did it come from, the Kavur doesn't interfere with me answering it. But if you ask the question of what it is, the Kavur does. Yeah? Now we're getting to a bit of the nitty gritty of why one is one the question and one is the other question. Okay, so that's what, now we're getting to. Yes? This is what Yossi wants to know. Yeah? So apparently, it seems to be, if you put all the, just a cheshbon together, it seems to say, if you see the mouse taking it from the pile, then that makes you, by kocha, against your will, that your halachic question is, has to be, what is it? Has to be what it is. It has to be, what is it? That has to be your question. If you see it taking from the pile, you're forced to ask the question what it is, and then you can't get an answer. But if you did not see it taking from the pile, you just walk around and you see something in the mouth now, or you find it in the hand of the boy walking around. If you didn't see it, where did he get it from? Then the question is not what it is, the question is where did it come from?
Even though we know that it must have come from one of the...
Yeah, the idea is not good enough.
It is
the cause.
Why is it any different?
Hmm?
We know it's from one of the 10 tiles. We know it's from one of the 10 tiles. We know it's from one of the 10 stores. So another shalach, if we saw him walking out of the store or not, why did that change? Also, let it go. If we saw him walking out of the store, and then we ask him, it's also not going to be able to see. It's like a mouse. Because it's hell. We saw him coming out from a specific...
Yes, store. Correct.
But when I see him on the street, I know for sure it's one of the 10 stores, or maybe it's not.
Yeah, you'll say most likely it's one of the 10 stores. I don't know. It's just you're going with logic. You don't know. You don't know where it's come from. You just say, what it is? That's what it is. Where did it come from?
It's mentioned in the Medifa language. They also have the same thing.
Okay, but I want first... Everyone to have clarity, because
okay.
It's a topic which is difficult, which I'm trying to make very easy for you, and to understand. Yeah, I want you to understand what the rules are. The rules are the question you ask depends whether you can give an answer. Now, if the question is where it's from, you can give an answer. If the question is what it is, you can't give an answer. Okay. Now we'll ask at this stage. Now, what defines what your question is? Yeah. I want to always ask. Let me always ask where it's gone. And it's always going again. I never have a problem. Now we're coming to the crux. Is that it's not up to you to decide what your question is. It's not up to you to decide what your question is. It's not up to you. You're forced to ask a certain question, whether you like it or not. This is the way you have to ask it. When you see the item being taken out from the place of concern, then the question is not where it's from, the question is what is it? Now, it makes very logical sense, because how can you ask where is it from? I know where it's from. I know where it's from. I know where it's from. It's from there. I know where it's from. It's from there. What is it? That's what I don't know. I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, but I know where it's from. So I can't ask where it's from. I have to ask what it is. What it is, I can't give you an answer. But in the streets, yes, let me even agree to Yossi, in the streets I could ask. I'm able to ask a different question. I can ask, where is it from? I could ask what it is as well. But that doesn't bother me. I don't want to ask what it is, yes? I don't want to ask what it is, because if I ask what it is, then I'm not going to get an answer. But I'm able to ask where it's from. And if I'm able to ask where it's from, then I'll get an answer which is good for me. So what? I'm going to ask where it's from, and now I'm happy. Yes? But in the other case, I have no option. I can only ask what it is. I can't ask where it's from. So Yossi's correct. If it's possible to ask both questions, then ask the question which is suited for you, and then you're smiling, and then you can go after the majority. The only case is where you've got problems, where you can't ask two questions, you're forced to only ask one question, and you're forced to ask what is it, and that is when you can't say where it's from, because I know where it's from, because I saw it come out from where it is. I know where it came from. I just know what it is. Then you can't, you only ask, then I'm stuck. Now we've answered Yossi, and he's even smiling a bit. Yes, means he understands it a bit. He's still got a problem.
I do not understand it at all, and I even have a question on the answer that was given. Of ask this question: what is it? What's odd is that when we have three meats, and we know with certainty that one of them is treif, I ask, "What are you? What is it? What is it? What is it?" And we're told we can eat all three. I'm shocked. We know one of them is treif. What are you? What are you? What are you? The same question was the same.
Yes.
Would make it harder for us.
But there's no kavua.
What?
That's not a case
of
kavua. That's not kavua. No, that's not kavua.
How the same? I know how to suck it is treif.
That's not kavua. Okay.
No, the answer is treif.
Let's just see. Your excellence. Yeah, your excellence. But you have to put everything into their own compartments. Yes? So far, we've tackled two essential, fundamental questions that understand this. So we've still got a third one, which is what you're discussing. The third one, that's the next shift. Yeah? Yeah? The third one. But what we tackled? We tackled is, when can answers be given and when can't answers be given? You've got a matzah of the rule and you can give an answer, and you've got a matzah of the rule you can't give an answer. We said it depends on what the question is. That was the first stage. Now we said, when do we decide what the question is? So we answered that. You can decide what the question is, whatever you like, but sometimes you've got no option and you have to say the question is what it is. That means you know where it's from. Yes? Now we've got a third case, the first question that Yossi's bringing up, is that, you know, when is it considered as you finding it in? You know where it's from. When is it like you saw it come from the pile? Yes? Yeah? So that means the question is what it is. Yes? So when is it called the pile? Where is the pile? That's basically what Yossi's saying. Where is the pile?
Maybe
the street is also the pile. You saw it from this. Yeah, it's also the pile. Where is the pile? Yeah.
Right.
Where is the kavur? Yes. Yeah. Where is the case of the only question is what is it, not where it's from. Yes. And I can't answer it. Yeah. That's the next stage. Yeah. Okay, if people don't understand that particular thing, that doesn't matter. As long as you understand the first two, we'll get to explain the third. Now. Yeah, we're slowly getting to you understanding. Yeah, I'm not going to give up on you. And not I'll give them. You know, the way to understand, yes, Yossi, is to just say, I've got a problem, but it's not the same problem as I had before. The other problem which I had before has been answered, I've got a new problem, we'll answer that soon. Okay? That's it. By stage. Now we know that sometimes the question can only be what it is and you're stuck, and sometimes the question is you can choose and then you're okay. Yeah? If you see where it came from, you can't ask where it's from. Yeah? So now we can answer the steer in the Rambam. Let's go back to the steer in the Rambam and use this answer. Number 4 and 5 is the steer in the Rambam. We'll read it again and use this as an answer. Number 4 says, Rov Eir over the Chovim. The majority of the city is Goyish city. And you find a child in the streets, wandering around in the streets, a child, you assume it's a goy, because the majority is goy, you assume it's a goy, you can feed him, the traitors of the veilers, fine, and not only that, you can't break Shabbos. You can't break Shabbos. He's a goy. Even if something falls on him, you assume it's a goy, you don't break Shabbos. Because you go after the majority. You go after the majority, when he's walking around, you go after the majority. Yeah, you don't break Shabbos if there's a majority going, he's a coin. You don't break Shabbos, not even a stopping. Go after the majority. Okay? If we go after the majority, what do we have to say the question is? On this child?
Very afraid.
Is the question, where do you come from? Or is the question, are you Jew or going? What's the question going to be?
Where do you come from?
And you say, well, you came from the majority goyim, and never you're goyim, and never I'm not going to break Shabbos. Fine. Next Rambam says, you've got a place, a courtyard where Jews and goyim are living together, and there's one Jew and 1,000 goyim in that place. For not for them are Buddhists, okay, in the chotzer, that we understand for sure, that it fell in the chotzer, and we don't know, is this a goy or Jew? That fell on. So of course you break Shabbos. Yeah, because the question is, what is he? What is he? The wall fell, there's 1,001 people, what is he? Jew or goy? He can't answer, you have to break Shabbos. Yeah, what is he? That's the question. Okay. Pirush HaEchelman, that one of them left the chotzer. But not for long. And that one person left, I don't know who he is. And then the wall fell on that one guy. Yes? So, what would be what would you think the question should be? Would we say the question is, what he is? Or do we say, could we ask the question in a way of, where did he come from? Could we ask in theory, where did he come from?
No.
Could we ask in theory, where he came from? One person left, yes? And a wolf fell on. Can we ask that? Where did this human being come from? How do you know?
We saw him.
If you saw one guy walking out, and then it fell on that guy, then you can't ask where did he come from, you can only ask what he is. And then, in such a case, you have to break the surface. But, if a guy came out, but you never saw him come out, you don't know where he came from, you can ask the question, where did he come from? And then Tucker, you go off the majority and you don't break Shabbos. So here, that's what the basis of what's answers. No steer and Rambam. One case, we can go off the majority. We can go off the majority because the question is, where did this child come from? He's walking around the street, where did he come from? Have you said, majority came from the goy. Well, the other case is, I know where he comes from. I saw him leave the chotzer. So I can't ask where he comes from. The question is, he came from the chotzer, what is he? What is he? I can't answer, so I have to break Shabbos.
Okay. I have no rules, and then we'll talk about this. Rules.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry. I don't understand what you try to do today. Today we need to know rules.
Yes.
Rules. And then we